Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Army is announcing 40,000 will be cut troop-wise. In the meantime, ISIS finagling around. It seems as though it looks like a key ISIS figure has been killed by some U.S. airstrikes. And how about this? Alabama legend and Raider Kenny the Snake Stabler, dead at the age of 69. A lot of ground to cover, including South Carolina's Governor Nikki Haley. We've been chatting about this. Of course, the flag flap, the Confederate flag removal bill is officially signed after burning the midnight oil into Thursday. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Right off the bat, though, one of my favorite guests from Project 21, Bishop Council Ned, will be joining us. He's in our virtual green room waiting to come on. You know, we've talked about this, and we've actually had a couple of people on about what's been going on with Bill Cosby, and something that was released today by Project 21, a couple of the members, including Bishop Council Ned, is they're weighing in on these documents, these documents now that are related to a civil case that have allegations that Bill Cosby molested a Temple University employee. Well, they were made public by a district court judge because Cosby had publicly criticized the way many black parents rear their kids. And it's actually a well-known speech. It was known as, and has become known as, the pound cake speech. Bishop Council Ned, thanks for hanging with us late. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me on again, Kate. Love your show.
Thank you. So, you know, it's in talking about this, so that people understand your position and what Project 21 is saying, I was familiar with that speech. I had family, you know, I'm from Philadelphia. Of course, someone in my family even knows Bill Cosby pretty well because he was a public relations guy for Temple University, by the way. So the pound cake speech, it's become known as that. And for people who don't understand what that is, will you explain it a little bit more?
Well, yeah. So he gave this speech a couple of years ago, and he got a lot of flack from a lot of people, but he was basically sort of criticizing the way that some black parents parent or don't parent their children. And he was giving multiple examples of, you know, when, you know, they see their son get arrested and they talk about their baby and how good he is and how sweet he is. And he started posing various questions. Well, you know, if he's so sweet and so wonderful, how come you didn't know he had a gun? If he's so sweet and wonderful, how come you didn't know that he was hanging out with these guys with criminal records and so forth and so on? And, you know, he was posing a lot of hard-hitting, serious questions that, you know, a lot of parents, you know, any parents, that sort of got people thinking. You know, everybody wants to think that their child is wonderful and sweet, and you ignore all the signs that maybe he's not, you know, sweet little Johnny anymore.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, the key thing here is what I said at the top, is releasing these documents because of the civil case. Do you think Cosby is being treated differently?
I think he's definitely being treated differently. But, you know, I've got a problem with sort of what's going on in a broader sense. Because, you know, yes, he's being tried in the media. And, you know, that happens all the time.
Yep.
With celebrities. Yeah. People get tried in the media. But, you know, what we're seeing now is it seems like the judiciary is becoming overly politicized these days. I mean, just in the last few weeks, you know, we saw SCOTUS and Justice Roberts making statements that were, I think, in my opinion, overtly political. I think they've ignored the Constitution, the gay marriage issue. But then even looking at South Carolina, the judge down there at the arraignment trial of Dylan Roof, you know, made this very, very bizarre sort of statement. And now you've got this judge essentially just decided he's going to release sealed court documents because of something that because of a statement or an old speech by Bill Cosby. I mean, what's the legal justification for that? You know, either we're a society with a rule of law, or we're not. And, you know, there have been so many instances in American history, you know, going back to the Civil War era, through the Civil Rights era, where, you know, justices or justice was totally denied to various groups of people for various reasons. And, you know, the judiciary shouldn't be playing politics this way.
You know what, I agree with you, the interpretation of the law. That's something that was drilled into my head, and I understand it was drilled into your head, too, that you know, you have to look at individuals and know the rights, so you know the importance of what the laws are and I suppose what the rules are, and if we can just flip this in any direction we want, that's the danger that's inherent here, don't you think?
Well, that's the real danger here. I mean, taking it to another extreme, you know, that's the rationale behind lynch mobs. Well, we know he did it. We don't need to have a trial. And that's essentially what's going on here on a, I guess, less violent scale, but it's exactly the same legal principle that, you know, the laws don't matter. We're going to do what we know we need to do or what we think we need to do just because we think we're right, and denying people due process. The fact is, legally, people have due process. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not the jury in this. I'm not a judge in this case. You know, if Bill Cosby did what he's been accused of been doing, that's horrible. But, you know, the fact is there have been no criminal charges brought against him, and he's entitled to due process of law. You know, these days the Constitution doesn't matter, especially the Sixth Amendment. It's completely gone out the window, and everybody seems to be fine with it because of political expediency or people selling out politically or judges not caring, or people just have decided, you know what, the Constitution's an irrelevant document.
Yeah, I so agree with you, and that's really at the heart of this. Why would Cosby, of all the things, and like you said, we don't know, why should he be treated differently under the law? Because, and you sum it up this way, he gave advice to black parents, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, crazy. And we'll see where this all ends up. One can only imagine. Bishop Council Ned, thanks so much for weighing in. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me on again, Kate.
All right, you take care.
All right,
Project
bye.
21 members like Bishop Council Ned and Horace Cooper and others have absolutely been weighing in on this. It's this U.S. District Court judge's decision to use that famous pound cake speech that Bishop Council Ned just explained, which publicly criticizes the way many black parents raise their children, to now publicly turn that on him. So how about that? You know, why this is interesting is because Project 21, and as you know, we've had Horace Cooper on many times and so many others in that represent Project 21, is a black conservative leadership network. And so often what they weigh in on, people will just pound them into the ground. And here's a different flip and a different take on, you know, something that's happened to Bill Cosby and how it could relate to you or I, how easily we could be tried in that court of public opinion and something else could push forward and smack us back in the face. We're just scratching the surface. More to come on the flip side.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
No more, no more, no more.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
Now what'd you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
No more, no more, no more.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
Woman, oh woman, you sure is mean. You're the meanest old woman that I ever seen. But I guess if you said so, pop, pop, I better pack my things and go.
That's right.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
No more, no more.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
No
big news that you're going to be interested in as far as foiling terror plots. This is the Buzz in the Backyard, your backyard and mine. I guarantee you probably heard this somewhere today. The FBI director said that the agency believes they stopped a potential act of violence in the month before July 4th. They suspected that more than 10 people that they arrested during that time were planning to commit attacks tied to the 4th of July holiday. So they were able to get their tentacles in and stop it before it happened, thank goodness, because, you know, every time we have a holiday, that's what you think. Well, this is the day that finally we'll be attacked again, and hopefully we never have that finally we're attacked again, because as much as we can dog what's happening with the spook side of our government, you got to give them credit where with some of these intelligence people who just get pounded into the ground and hounded enough that sometimes they want to walk away from their careers. And we need good people in those positions. So they really believe that the 10 people that they picked up were going to do some kind of violence, something violent. They wouldn't say the specifics of it because they don't want to have that out there. But they believe that it was a coordinated attack, and they believe, you know, that this ramped up effort to arrest Islamic State sympathizers across the country has helped. In fact, in the last 4 weeks, New Jersey, Ohio, North Carolina, this is where they're picking people up. So the Homeland Security, FBI, they warned of a heightened terror threat tied to July 4th, but they didn't identify any specific plot they were tracking. Just that there was an overall threat. How about that? And as James Comey said, who is the director of the FBI, hey, look, they face people who are highly unpredictable. Highly unpredictable. You know, and he did give one example. He gave the example of the 26-year-old terror suspect. Remember this guy who was fatally shot by the cops in Boston last month after he lunged at them with a knife? The FBI said he had been scheming with other men, both now facing charges, by the way, of a future plot to kill a conservative blogger known for provoking Muslims, but decided to change plans. Well, that's scary, isn't it? He also said that some of the people who had been arrested in the last month had been communicating on encrypted platforms. That was the big concern. That was one of the things they talked about in front of Congress the other day, saying that they were able to use other investigative tools to get their way around this. Yeah, here's an encrypted message. Go and get whoever you can get. Do some kind of attack. I mean, of course, encrypted messages. It's so frightening, isn't it? So we have this potential attacks that were stopped, thank goodness. Then we have hackers stealing Social Security numbers from 21 million, and the government has admitted that. And, even getting letters from people who are no longer with us. So the Office of Personnel Management included the findings in a statement that they released. They say that the numbers, as well as fingerprint records, other information, in a massive breach earlier this year of federal personnel files, happened. And they say that with new confidence, they've concluded that sensitive information was stolen. That's great. And the OPM says it's highly likely that anyone who underwent a background investigation through the agency since 2000 has been affected. And, of course, the number is maybe even more than 21 million because of the nature of the jobs they are filling. How sad is that? And what are they going to do? They say, all right, we're going to help people affected with credit monitoring and other assistance. 21 million? What are you going to call them up and say, hey, don't worry. We think your information was compromised. Hopefully it's not being used anywhere. And if it is, oh, that's like stolen identity. So we're going to have to somehow shield you. And how do we shield 21 million people? This is not good, folks. I mean, it's not good at all. Because what kind of information that they get are they using? Usernames, passwords, all that stuff. All the things that they have to fill out for background investigations. Oh, it's awful. And it's broader than just an isolated thing. Wouldn't you think China is pulling the strings here? Aren't they trying to build a massive database that they can use to use in the future? I would think so. The Chinese military? I mean, the number is ridiculously high. So the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman, Jason Chaffetz, along with 17 other Republicans, last month called on the president to fire the director, Catherine Archuleta, and the chief information officer because of these breaches. I mean, the breach, they say, was entirely foreseeable. But they didn't take steps to prevent it from just happening despite repeated warnings. Well, I would agree with this. I don't care if it's the Democrats or the Republicans or whoever. If they had massive warnings, several warnings that this is going to happen, they did nothing, of course. You betcha. That's not right. Absolutely, do something. You know, I agree. How can you do that? How can you compromise people that way and then hope that they can float on their own? And we've seen this again and again and again, haven't we? It's a big deal. It's a big deal when somebody has your Social Security information. And all you have to do is have somebody compromise it and do it, use it, and identify themselves with it. This is not good, folks. It's not good at all. And here we go again with China in the middle of it. At least one would think. Having somebody's Social Security number allows passwords for sensitive information to be changed. It's a huge deal. Of anything that you could possibly have ripped off from you, Social Security numbers are absolutely, hands down, the worst. The worst. You don't want to be in that position? Are you kidding? Because good luck trying to sort it all out. That's the problem. But thank goodness the FBI is doing something to stop the ISIS maniacs from flat out coming after us. The people who have been, I don't know, what's the word we want to use? We don't like radicalized? Being flipped over. Craziness. I mean, absolute craziness. By the way, that snafu, glitch, whatever adjective you want to use for what happened on the New York Stock Exchange, there's a big fat fine waiting for them. I'm certain of it. I'd be surprised if they don't get some kind of fine. But what shut down trading for over 3 hours on Wednesday can't just sit out there. We need to know what that is. Because what are we going to do in the future? And especially the New York Stock Exchange because of how huge it is. So they're doing a full postmortem so there can be a clearer picture for everybody out there. But how long is it going to take to do this postmortem? Just tell us what happened. Tell us what happened. Because it's not good to have stocks totally frozen for that length of time. This technical issue, a configuration problem, whatever it is, connected to new software. Of course, we know because that happens with our computers. Numbers coming up next, and I got a number for you. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com and pass the word along. Sign up for a Flex 11 2-in-1 Windows tablet because some lucky winner is going to get the tablet that comes with a detachable keyboard so you can use it like a laptop. And we want to come to your hometown.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-Stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Edition of We Can Count. Oh, so very sad. At one time, quarterback for the Raiders, the Oakland Raiders, Kenny the Snake Stabler, dead at the age of 69. Pretty popular in his day. Played for the Oakland Raiders coach John Madden. People forget that. They think of Madden game and his announcing abilities, but he naturally was a coach in football at all levels, actually. But one of his coaches was John Madden, Stabler's coach. So Stabler nicknamed the Snake, as I mentioned, known for 10 seasons that he spent with Oakland in the 70s. He led the Raiders to a win over the Vikings in the Super Bowl. His time with the Raiders, you know, during that time there, he became pretty close to a lot of the different players. He also played, by the way, for the Houston Oilers and later for the New Orleans Saints. And he was a big member of the Raider family. So John Madden certainly was tight with him and had something to say about Stabler, saying, "I was the head coach of the Raiders the entire time Kenny was there. He led us to a whole bunch of victories, including one in the Super Bowl. He was a perfect quarterback, a perfect Raider." When you think about the Raiders, you think about Kenny Stabler. Kenny loved life. It's a sad day for the Raiders. One kind of cool thing is he, at his request, his brain and spinal cord were donated to Boston University's chronic traumatic encephalitis center
to support research for degenerative brain disease, rather, in athletes. So how about that? Because they do some pretty potent research there, and that's I think that's awesome. Kenny Stabler, at the age of 69, he had stage 4 colon cancer, and he was diagnosed with it just in February of 2015. And, you know, here we are in July, and what a terrible, terrible form of cancer. And it was rough for him, I heard, at the end. But, again, he does something to try to help other people in the business by donating key organs that they can look at and that may, you know, help in the things that they're trying to do at that facility. All right, let's move on to something else. And how about Oregon allowing 15-year-olds to get state-subsidized sex change operations? Some people are really flipping out about this, again, because it goes to the age thing and what parents know and what they don't know and all of that. So for what it's worth, the list of things 15-year-olds aren't legally allowed to do in Oregon is long. And that list, as somebody said to me today, is, oh, yeah, they can't get a tattoo. Did you know that? They can't go to a tanning bed. They can't donate blood. They can't smoke, of course. But under a first-in-the-nation policy, very quietly they did this, they enacted this law that 15-year-olds are allowed to get a sex change operation. Wow. And people are stunned to learn they can do it without parental notification. The state will even pay through it through its Medicaid program. And it's called the Oregon Health Plan. Wow. I just, can you imagine? The reason I say wow is because all of those other things are laws versus, hey, we're going to alter the kid without any kind of conversation. And boy, that's hormones. There's all kinds of things that go into this. A cross-sex hormone therapy, puberty suppressing drugs, gender reassignment surgery. Oh, I think that they're asking for very big problems in doing that. Huge problems. I cannot imagine problems. How about that? What if something goes wrong? What if the operation is botched? Then whose fault is it? Ugh. How about this? House Republicans investigating the 2012 attacks in Benghazi. Yeah, it's been that long. On Wednesday, released a subpoena issued to the Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton one day after she said in a nationally televised interview that she never had a subpoena in the email in that controversy. Never. Congressman Trey Gowdy, chairman of the Benghazi panel, said that he had no choice but to make the subpoena public in order to correct the inaccuracy of the Clinton claim. Ooh, so what is he saying there? But regardless of whether it was issued or not, Clinton had a duty to preserve records, is what they're saying, from her entire time in office. And she had a legal duty to cooperate and tell the truth to congressional investigators. So, of course, they're flipping out. It's more of the same thing over Benghazi, 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 and what happened. And four Americans, including the U.S. ambassador, were killed there. All right, again, this segment is We Can Count. So we're talking about the numbers because the numbers can often reveal many things to us. If you follow the numbers, there is that old saying, there's a reason why you follow the number, and it's not just to see where the money comes from. It's for other reasons as well. This may surprise you, and maybe it doesn't surprise you, but the Colorado movie theater shooter, James Holmes, is not going to testify in the death penalty trial. The 27-year-old said that he told his attorney he had chosen to testify, but then this is like reversed now, so he will not do that. He told the judge that he made the decision not to testify. If he had chosen to testify, prosecutors could have been able to cross-examine him, and I think that's why they made that determination. to not risk it, that he would say who knows what if there had been a cross on him. And there, of course, is they're trying to prove that he was legally insane when he opened his people, when he opened fire on that crowded movie theater during a midnight showing of The Dark Knight Rises on July 20th in 2012, killing 12 people. So here's the light at the end of the tunnel. Prosecution and defense teams deciding to begin their closing arguments on July 14th. Not end the summer this way. Get it done sooner rather than later. Sooner rather than later. All right, this is another sad we can count. But three sisters, I mean, sad and happy. Sad because they were hurt initially or missing, but three sisters were found alive after disappearing during a Wyoming hike. This is the one problem, although they were all together with hiking. So they found the three sisters. They were missing for days in the Wyoming wilderness. A helicopter spotted the three at about 10 a.m. in the Bridger Teton National Forest, 25 miles southeast of Jackson. And the helicopter flying them was huge, needless to say. They're experienced trekkers. They were prepared for a backcountry kind of trip, but they failed to return after their excursion time, so then people who knew them started to panic, and that's what led to the investigation of trying to find them. The good news is they were pretty prepared for the trip they were taking. They had clothes, gear, all the things that they would need. The amount of people searching for them was well up above 60. They were on horseback. They were on foot. They were getting help from tracking dogs and two helicopters. And once the car was found at a trailhead that was pretty popular for hiking, then they figured it was easy that they got turned around. Somehow they got turned around and we can find them in here. And that happens. People forget that, but it happens to a lot of people. I mean, how many of you out there are experienced hikers? How many of you think you're in good shape and you're experienced enough that if you were put on a trail somewhere, you could figure out a way to make it? How many of you fall into that category? I think some of us are stubborn and just assume, oh, it's no big deal. We can do it. But boy, that is one place where you do not want to make a mistake, especially if you're buried deep somewhere. And these were 20-something girls. The one sister was 25, one was 22, and they even had somebody that was 16 of the three girls. So at least they were well prepared. That's the good thing. But the scary thing is what happened with the you know, what happened with them and how they got turned around and how easy, it's just another proof of how easy it is, you hikers out there or you novices who are getting shape and you read that walking is good for you and you jump on the trail and you think, oh, this is my little state area or my little city area, but it can really happen quickly. I know it happened to me at a place called Sandia Mountain in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the person I was with, the guy I was with, he was so turned around. And I was kind of relying on him to know, because he was from there, that we ended up getting off of the trail off the mountain when it was pitch dark. Anything in front of me that I couldn't see, it was so frightening. I mean, you know how it is. You can't see anything. And this was from being turned around on the switchbacks and having a tough time at the tail end of it, so I can relate to what happened to those three sisters. The good news is that they were picked up. They were found. Woohoo! A happy ending to the end of We Can Count.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hey everyone, you know Tom and Crow and I were talking about how the kids today don't know squat about sodium.
Yeah, I couldn't have put it better myself, Mike. Why the shocking lack of sodium taught in the schools today is shocking.
That's right, Crow. So we asked ourselves, how do we reach kids today about sodium?
Through the rock and roll music that the kids seem to like.
Yeah.
Hit it!
Delaney, America Tonight. Wow, you gotta love that. One of my favorite things that we do here on the show as we come around this final turn for this hour is a cool thing that I think you can all relate to. Feeling dumb when you do something silly or somehow you forgot something that was obvious and you can't for the life of you understand how you did it. It's called a dumb thing, and you can chalk it up sometimes to just a dumb thing. So that is the name of this segment, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
Homeowners buy surge protectors to protect their possessions from unexpected surges of what? Electric current, water flow, air pressure, buyer's remorse.
I will say B, water flow, final answer.
What?
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
Yeah, dum-dum. All right, how about this from Don, who says, Kate, every single week when I hear your dumb things, I think, wow, I don't feel so dumb after all because this person did that and this person did that and that other person lost an engagement ring and somebody else didn't do something correctly that led to a victim in their lives. But here's one of the dumb things I did. I was having a birthday party for my kid. He turned 8. Went to the store and got some of that crappy cola. You know what I'm talking about. The cheap version in the plastic bottles. Not even the real stuff. Got a whole bunch of them. And as I was taking them to the car, they fell out of the cart I was pushing. And they kind of got jostled around. So I sort of assumed to myself, well, this soda might not be okay. Now maybe it was shook up too much. And then I thought, no, I thought the better of it, that it would be fine because it possibly couldn't have gotten shaken up that much anyway, even if it were to trickle out a little bit. I had all of his friends around a picnic table, had a bunch of different sodas, and we opened them up, my wife and I and somebody that was helping us, and it was like lava was spewing all over the kids. What a dumb thing I did. Oh, it probably made their day. They could run home and tell their family. You're not going to believe. Well, the family could see the evidence if they were spotted their clothes with soda stains. I have to say, that is pretty bad. Especially all of it getting shook up. You know that's going to happen. That's what happens when you shake soda up. Oh. All right, how about this one from Stuart, who says, Kate, you make me laugh so hard every day, I tell you, with some of the things that you talk about on ATN. But the dumb segment takes it all. And throughout my life, I have done some really dumb things. Really dumb things. How about on Christmas Eve, when I knew better, but just was flat out too lazy to scrape the food off a plate, when I dumped a whole bunch of food into the... basically the food shredder, you mean the garbage disposal, and it didn't get shredded. I kept ignoring it, hoping it would be okay. It backed up my sink. It made a mess of my house. I finally had a plumber in. By the time everything was taken care of, I was out $600. $600. Yeah, you know, you never want to... I don't know. You know, it's weird. We do have the garbage disposals, but how much can you really put down the drain when you have a garbage disposal? And there are things that are just definite no-nos, and one of the definite no-nos is one of the things you can't put down, but some people swear they do it anyway, is eggshells. But everything I read in here, you can't put eggshells down. So, yeah, you don't want to... You don't want to take every scrap of everything you have on plates without even looking at what it is and put it down the garbage disposal. And maybe I'm totally wrong about it. The reason people got garbage disposals was to do that. But I can see how the garbage disposals keep getting gunked up when you put the wrong things down them. And one accident with the wrong food and you are toast. All right, how about this one from Sally, good old Sally. And that's what she says, good old Sally. Kate and all the people listening to America Tonight, I think the dumbest thing I have ever done, and I've heard you talk about your dog before, is to think that he was fine to walk to the mailbox with me, which is at the tail end of our road, and back without a leash, because we had practiced so many times, and I thought, oh, I don't need to have a leash on this dog. It doesn't make any sense. Until when we were on our way to the mailbox, we ran into somebody who was walking a pack of dogs. What a nightmare. My dog went wild. Those dogs went wild. The walker, who was obviously being paid to walk the dogs, couldn't hang on to them. And we had dogs running around in circles all over the place, tangling up leashes where they were actually tangled. Others who had run further. And it was, needless to say, a half an hour to round up all those dogs. And the dog walker not too happy with me. Yeah, that would be a bummer. You know, you're the dog walker, or you have a bunch of dogs and you're walking your dogs, and I'm sure all these city ordinances and county ordinances. I mean, you have to have your dog on a leash, right? Almost anywhere in the world, except for if you're living on a beach or you have your own little hamlet somewhere, but that's yours. And so if the dog is off the leash and something happens, you're responsible. And if somebody had a pack of dogs that they were walking, I can't imagine they wouldn't be happy that they ran into you with the dog off the leash, because then the dogs go crazy and it's a nightmare. So I get it. All right, quickly, this one from Brad. Yo, Kate, dumb things I shouldn't have done. I had a scratch-off ticket, went crazy, scratched off a winning ticket for like $250, meaning $250. But hey, $250 is not bad. And then I misplaced it. I tore my house apart in every which direction I could possibly imagine. Didn't want to put it back together. Finally found the scratch off, got the $250 back, but my wife beat me to the house. She thought somebody had ransacked it and called the police. That was a dumb thing. Wow. I gotta say, that takes the cake of most of what we've heard through this segment, because then the cops are there and you're trying to explain about the house, and my gosh, you must have just really went crazy and it must have looked like somebody had gone through it. Wow, that is pretty bad. That is pretty bad. Was it worth it, is what you have to ask yourself. Was it worth it? Oh, and the answer is no. The answer is no. I mean, yeah, you found the ticket, but ripping everything up and not telling her. I mean, for goodness sake, we live in the world of texts. Hey, I got a little sloppy here. I went crazy. I'm trying to find the ticket, the lottery ticket. We'll help clean up. We'll clean up, whatever. But no texting. Radio silence leads to those kinds of things happening. All right, let's squeeze in another one. This one from Linda, who says, dumb thing I shouldn't have done. My kid, Kate, just got his license. He convinced me that he was a very, very good driver. I had others who told me so. He drove me around in the car for half a day to run a few errands. He seemed very good. Unfortunately, he just didn't see that tree that he backed into and smashed my entire back end, including the lights. So you can imagine, oh yes, imagine what the bill would be for your teenager backing into anything and smashing it. Boy, I can sympathize there. Oh, that's bad. And imagine how they feel. Your car and hitting something, backing into a tree, backing into something that does damage to the car. Ooh. If you've done something dumb, please email me all the details at americatonight.net.
In disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.